Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
You want to have energy that attracts good things to you. First of all, you got to get rid of the stuff that is pushing those good things away, which may be some of your bad movies that keep getting rewound and replayed in your mind.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, Dreallday.com.
Work on your game.
You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic: it's how to have energy that attracts good things to you. How would you like that proposition? Would you just have that energy where good things just happen to you and for you? The right people seem to cross your path at the right time. All the things that you want may not come to you immediately. I mean, this is not like magic. This is not like Bewitched. This is an old TV show where this woman was like a genie or a witch. She would twitch her nose and then things would just happen. It's not going to be like that. But how would you like to have that kind of energy where you don't have that lump of anxiety in the pit of your stomach or in the middle of your chest, and you don't have any worry or just bad energy hanging in your head or around you at all times, like maybe you've been dealing with at this point in your life, maybe you've dealt with in the past, maybe you've heard somebody talk about, you've probably experienced it. How would you like to just have that energy that attracts the stuff that you actually want, whatever it is you want, in due time to you? Have you ever known someone looking outside of yourself who just had that it energy? It seems like, I mean, it doesn't mean that everything was always working out for that person or everything was always perfect for them, but they didn't allow situations to get them down. They were never controlled by circumstance. They always had a positive outlook on things, even when things weren't going exactly as they wanted. But they seemed to just have this kind of energy that even when things weren't perfect, you wanted to be around that person. You wanted to hear what that person had to say. You wanted to see what that person was going to bring to the table energy wise, and good stuff just seemed, its due course just seemed to come to that person all the time. You ever known or seen or heard of anybody like that? And even when things are not going that person's way, more on this person that you're thinking about right now, even when things are not going their way, you just have a feeling like something is going to happen. You have a feeling like something positive is going to come their way, that something is going to work out somehow, some way, in their favor. You ever know anybody like that, or seen anybody like that, or just imagine how it would be like to be that person? Maybe you're imagining it now because I'm talking about it. But how would you like to make this person you? In today's episode, I'm going to tell you some things you can do to get yourself started on that track. Point number one, today's topic again is how to have energy that attracts good things to you. And again, good things, whatever the good things are for you. I mean, you know what your goals are. You know what your desired outcomes are in life. How would you like to have the energy that draws that stuff to you? Number one, check your unconscious thought patterns. Your unconscious thought patterns. This is not the stuff that you're thinking about right now because I'm bringing it up to you, but the unconscious thoughts that are going through your mind even when you're not even aware of the fact that you're thinking. This is something that I address and tackle and help you fix, help you get the way that you want it in my book, The Mental Workbook, which if you don't have, you can get at dreallday.com/workbook. When you hear the phrase, or you think the phrase, or say the phrase, here we go again. Here we go again. What does that signal to you? Have you ever said that to yourself? What does that mean? Usually when people say, here we go again, they're talking about something that they don't really want, something that you don't want to deal with, something that is in some way unpleasant, in some way not ideal, going against the grain of what you've been hoping for or planning for or had as a goal. To most people, here we go again means something is going not right. And the thought, here we go again, you know what that does? It only makes the situation worse. See, when you say here we go again, you're saying, okay, something that I didn't want has happened before and now is about to happen again. You know what that is? That's replaying a bad movie in your mind. Any of you ever been to a movie that just wasn't that good? or you rented a movie on, I don't know, back in the Blockbuster days, or when the Netflix used to send DVDs to your house, or you bought a movie on pay-per-view, or you just watched the movie on the Netflix or Hulu, or what's the other one, Amazon Prime or YouTube or whatever, and it just wasn't that good of a movie and you didn't even finish the movie because the movie wasn't that good, you wouldn't pay to watch that same movie again, would you? If you were at somebody's house and they suggested that y'all watch that movie, you would probably pipe up and you would speak up, let them know, I don't think that's the best movie. I saw that before and it didn't go too well. You would not invest your time or your money in seeing a bad movie again if you already know the movie was bad. But when we say to ourselves, here we go again, that's exactly what we're doing. We are queuing up a bad movie. Those of you who remember the days of VHS tapes, they would always ask you to rewind. After you finish watching a movie, to rewind it back to the beginning, so the next person who rented that movie wouldn't have to rewind it in order for them to start watching it. When you say, here we go again, all you're doing is rewinding the VHS tape of that bad movie and getting yourself set to watch it again. Why would you do that? It's because it's been conditioned into your mind, and that's why. In the mental workbook, I've addressed this, and addressed this also in Work On Your Game, the book that's coming out, or is already out, actually, by the time that you hear this. So go get that book. You already know the information for Work On Your Game, the book. I don't have to tell you anymore. Just look it up on Amazon. We got bonuses for you and all that. Post-release bonuses in addition to pre-release bonuses. So check yourself for your these automatic negative thoughts that I talk about in episode number 133. And I also address in detail how to get rid of those automatic negative thoughts in my book, Work On Your Game, and learn how to reframe them. And this, again, is covered in detail in that book, which most of you should have. Everybody listening to this should have that book already. So check your unconscious thoughts when you're telling yourself, here we go again, or you have these thoughts that just come to your mind immediately without you even thinking about them. The first thing to do is notice them. And you won't notice them unless you get aware of the fact that you have them. Once you become aware of the fact that you have them, then you can notice them. And once you notice them, you can assess them and say, okay, is this thought doing something positive for me? Or is it doing something other than positive for me? Is this thought bringing me forward towards where I want to go? Or is it taking me backwards? Or is it keeping me rooted in the exact spot that I'm already in? Checking your unconscious thought patterns. You want to have energy that attracts good things to you. First of all, you got to get rid of the stuff that is pushing those good things away, which may be some of your bad movies that keep getting rewound and replayed in your mind. Point number two. Today's topic is how to have energy that attracts good things to you. Let go of neediness. Let go of the thoughts in your mind that you need something or that you have to get something or something just has to happen right now. And it hasn't been happening all the other right nows leading up to now. It still isn't happening at this exact moment, but you still hold on to this thought of I need it. I need it. I have to have this. I have to get this, and learn to practice in its stead a mindset of abundance. Instead of thinking, I need it, I have to have it, I have to get it, think the mindset of abundance. The only difference between the two is instead of thinking, I have to get it, or I have to have it, or I need this thing, you put yourself in a frame of mind. You kind of trick yourself into being in a frame of mind where you already have what you want. You already are who you need to be. You're already doing what you need to do. Or even with the, let's just stick with being who you need to be, because that'll lead to you taking actions and doing what you need to do. And as a result, you'll have what you want to have. This is not all going to happen as quickly as I said it. But again, if you practice the being part, the mindset of abundance, for long enough, your actions will soon follow. And over time, consistent actions with a consistent mindset is going to produce a certain type of result, a result that is in harmony with the mindset and with the actions that you've been holding consistently. Now, if you're jumping all around back and forth, good day, bad day, positive, negative, feel good, feel terrible, feel hopeful about the future, feel pessimistic about the future, replaying a good movie, replaying a bad movie. If you're bouncing all around and you're inconsistent in your thoughts, which will lead to inconsistency in your actions, then what kind of results do you think you're going to get? If you're able to hold this mindset of abundance long enough, again, the actions will follow and the results will follow those. Understand that those people who you know or you know of that I mentioned at the top of this episode who have that it factor, they just have that energy that seems like something good is going to happen to them and good things are always around them and they just bring good energy and good cheer to you. You just like seeing them all the time. It's like one of your favorite aunts or uncles or cousins. Every time you see them, you know it's just going to be a positive experience because they just have that it factor energy. Those people are never needy. If you think about it, they never have an energy of need. They never have an energy of I have to get. They never have an energy of, damn, I have a void of this thing. Even though they may need something. Even though they may be wanting to get something, even though it may be something that they've been going after and trying to get for a long time that they have yet to acquire, they have yet to achieve,
That may be the actual quote unquote reality of what's going on in their lives, but you wouldn't know it because they don't carry that energy around with them. They don't act needy even when they are needy. They don't act broke even when they are broke. They don't act like things aren't working even when things aren't working. They don't act like they're losers even when they just lost. Russell Simmons, in his book, Success Through Stillness, if you haven't read that book, that's a book that I suggest all of you read, which will address his mindset, but from a completely different angle from how I talk about mindset. The title says it all. It's the stillness of your mind, allowing your mind to be still, allowing your mind to be calm, not allowing your mind to jump around to, I need to get this, or what about this, or how am I going to handle this, or what about this problem is going to come up in 3 weeks. Allowing your mind to be still, which will still your body, which will eventually will attract the things to you that you want in life. And Russell Simmons explains this in depth, much more depth than the way that I just explained it. But go read the book. It's called Success Through Stillness. And one of the things Russell say this on social media all the time, you get everything in life by needing nothing. If I could summarize the book, that's the one sentence right there. You get everything by needing nothing. Now, don't shortcut and think that just because I told you that sentence to summarize the book, that means you don't need to read it. Short, you know what happens when you take too many shortcuts. Death by a thousand cuts, as they say in Eastern philosophy. Go get the book, Success Through Stillness, read that, and learn exactly what Russell means by it. Now, Russell, if you didn't know, is a huge proponent of yoga and meditation, and I meditate and I do yoga, but he does it much more than I do it, and he's been doing it for a whole lot longer than me. So learning how to let go of the neediness, practicing that mindset of abundance, is not something that you're just going to do just because you heard it, me talk about it for a few minutes on a podcast, and not even because you read a book. But from the influence of what I'm telling you here on this podcast and the knowledge you glean and the exercises, the practices that you pick up, that you choose to pick up as a result of what I'm talking about, as a result of what you read, can lead you to some consistent disciplines that will lead to you changing your mindset, how you think, the way that you approach life, the way that you see yourself in the world, which will lead to different actions, which will lead to different results. Again, over time, why I talk every day on the show about discipline. Doing the work every single day. There's certain work you got to do every day. And certain work doesn't necessarily mean sweating and back-breaking labor. It means just certain disciplines that you need to stick to in order to get a result, which may take longer than you originally thought. Almost always takes longer than you originally thought. Point number three. Today's topic is how to have energy that attracts good things to you. Stop pressing the issue. This is a sister point to what I said in point number two, letting go of neediness and practicing abundance. Stop pressing the issue in your mind. While there is a time, there is definitely a time. I've done episodes on this show addressing this specifically. There is a time to force the issue in life. There is a time when you need to move yourself to action, immediate action. There is a time to have a sense of urgency. There is a time when you may need to move other people to action, and you may need to go to great measures in order to do so, just to make sure you get people's attention and get them to do what you need them to do, or get them to not do what you need them to stop doing. Those times do exist in life. Okay. You can go see the archives of this podcast to find those episodes and listen to what I talked about on those topics. There are also times in life where you have to let things happen on their own time, and understand that things happening on their own time is usually 99% of the time, those things, schedules are not synchronized with your schedule. The job that you want to get, the money that you want to make, the position that you want to have, the status that you wish to acquire, they're not working on the same schedule as the schedule that you have in front of you, not working on the same schedules as what's on your phone. They're not ready to happen today the way that you need them to happen today. They're not ready to happen last week or in 3 weeks or next Christmas. They're happening on the schedule that they're going to happen on. You may not know exactly what that schedule is, and you may never know exactly what that schedule is, which is why you got to stop pressing the issue. Because when you're pressing the issue, you're using up a lot of psychic energy. A lot of your mental energy is going towards, when is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? What else can I do to get myself closer to making this happen? The more that you do that, and this is something that Russell has said also, what you chase runs away from you. And I talked about this many times. We use the shadow analogy. When you run after your shadow, it just runs faster. You walk away from your shadow, it starts chasing behind you. So you got to stop pressing the issue of certain things in life and allow them to happen as they happen. Now, this does not mean that you just sit around and do nothing and say, well, Dre said allow things to happen as they happen. Doesn't mean you don't keep doing your work. Doesn't mean you don't keep sticking to your disciplines and following your plan and doing what you need to do. You're still doing your best work. You're still being diligent in your preparation, and you're constantly on the lookout for the opportunity, because we all know that the equation for luck is when preparation and opportunity meet. Well, opportunity you got to stay on the lookout for, because opportunities can exist in many different places, and there are times when we can create our own opportunities. The thing about preparation is that only exists in one place, and that's your place of work. Your mind is a place of work. When you wake up every single day and look at yourself in the mirror, that's a place of work. When that alarm clock goes off in the morning and you know it's time for you to get out of bed, you are now in a place of work. Are you going to do the work, meaning get your ass out of bed and start doing what you need to do for the day? Are you going to hit the snooze button and sleep for another 10 minutes? Or do you not have an alarm on? Or are you just not going to do the work today? You're just going to kind of take it easy because you're tired, or because it's cold outside, or it's hot outside, or something happened on social media? Everywhere you are is a place of work, and that's where you do your preparation, or you don't do your preparation. Opportunities can be in a whole lot of different places, and they can come at you in waves at different times. You can't always predict where and when the opportunity is going to be, but your preparation, you're always in 100% control of. So when I say stop pressing the issue, that doesn't mean you stop doing your preparation. That means stop trying to force the opportunity where the opportunity is just not there. Sometimes you just have to go in a different direction while still doing your preparation, and then eventually you'll get the opening that you want. When I was in college, my freshman year of college, we were practicing running through plays on a basketball team. And there was a certain play where the player on the wing would get the ball and they would pass it into our big guy down on the block. And that's where the ball was supposed to go. Now, of course, any of you played on the basketball team, you understand that when you're practicing plays in practice, everybody on the defensive side of the ball, they know the play. They know exactly where the ball is supposed to go. So when you're trying to run the play, the defense keeps stopping the play because they know exactly what the play is. And I never really understood that as a player. I'm like, well, I would always wonder in my mind. I never said this to the coach, but look, you know that everybody on defense knows the play the same way that we know the play. So how are we going to practice this play if they already know the play? The opponent's not going to know this play as well as the defense knows this play. How are we even going to practice this? And then the coach would get mad if the ball got stolen or we weren't able to run the play smoothly. But I never quite got that. But anyway, I'm telling you all that to tell you this. Once I was on the wing, I received the ball and I tried to force the ball inside to our big man, this guy named Steve, and the ball was getting deflected. Steve wasn't able to catch the pass cleanly because my opponents, the guys on defense, they knew the play. They knew we were trying to get the ball into Steve, and they kept stopping the play. And once the coaches yelled out, hey, it's not there, stop trying to force the pass down into Steve, it's not there, it's not available. And our assistant coach, he said to us, he said, guys, I know we're running a play. I know the ball is technically supposed to go into this guy, but play basketball. Y'all know how to play basketball. In a regular game of basketball, if that guy was not open, you would not try to force the pass into him. You would do something else because it's not open. If you're open, you might shoot it. You might dribble to this way. You might pass the ball back to the other side of the court if this is not open. This is what I mean here when I say stop trying to press the issue. You can't force the ball into that guy if he's not open. Doesn't mean you just stop playing. Doesn't mean I'm supposed to just stand there and just hold the ball until Steve gets open. That's probably not going to work either. What we can do is pass it to somebody else. If somebody else is open, shoot it. I can dribble the ball and create my own shot. We don't have to force it into that one spot. We are still preparing. We're still looking for a good shot so we can score points. That's the object of offense in basketball. But we may not be able to do it that way. All right. This is what I'm saying when I say stop trying to press the issue. Again, success through the stillness doesn't mean just stop and do nothing. We weren't just going to stand there and just hold the ball. We'd probably end up in a turnover and scoring no points. That wouldn't be a positive outcome. We're still doing our best work, being diligent in our preparation, looking for the opportunity, which might be somebody other than Steve shooting the ball, maybe me. May it not always be where you look or available at the times you look. Maybe Steve will be open in a different way if we move the ball around the perimeter a little bit more. We don't stop working. We just allow our energy to flow through doing the right things instead of trying to force this one thing to happen. You follow me? Let's recap today's topic, which is how to have energy that attracts good things. If you've ever known someone or known of or seen or even been a person who just had that it energy, the energy that makes people want to be around them, good stuff seems to just come their way all the time. And even when things are not coming their way, you feel like it's about to. You want to be this person. These are some things you can follow. Number one, check your unconscious thought patterns. When you say to yourself, here we go again, what are you signaling to yourself? Are you replaying a bad movie? And that's what many people do in life. They replay bad movies over and over and over again, which all it does is make your situation worse. Read the section on your automatic negative thoughts in my book, Work On Your Game, and also listen to episode number 133 of this podcast to reframe those negative unconscious thoughts. Number two, let go of the neediness in your mind. Let go of that neediness and practice a mindset of abundance. Those people who you know who have that it factor, that energy, they're never needy even when they are needy. They don't act like they're losing even when they just lost. They don't act like they're broke even when they don't have any money. This is success through stillness. And number three, stop pressing the issue. There is a time in life when you do need to force the issue, but there are also times when you need to let things happen on their own time. And those things are not synchronized with whatever schedule you have. Do your best work, stay prepared, be on the lookout for the opportunity. It may not be where you look or available at the times that you look, but it will be available if you continue to work. Like I said, with the basketball team, we were trying to force the ball into this one guy to run this play because that was the way the play was supposed to run. That doesn't mean he's always going to get the ball at that exact time every time, because if the other team scouts us before the game and know we like to run that play, they're going to be ready to stop it too. That doesn't mean nobody else on the team shoots or nobody else can dribble or we can't score any points. It just means we're going to have to do it a different way. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.